And for the man who really likes his beer.
Hello, welcome to Mashed In with Sean Ryan.
And Matt Luke.
We are pre-recording this again because the internet is down once again in this area. So there are that's pouring a nice
that
red
is
beer.
Very red, yeah.
So yeah, the internet's down. Ops is doing a little bit more work. We've gone from one tower down to two towers down.
Yep.
So the internet is now even worse than last week, if that it was even possible.
Yeah, yep. And there is a very huge lack of reliable internet, fast
in
internet. Yeah. So
maybe we'll introduce what this beer is that we're drinking.
Oh, yeah, might as well.
This is actually, I got this from Dr. Dan, a friend of mine. Last weekend was my son's fifth birthday, so I got a can of beer, which is nice. It's always good when the dad gets a present.
Yeah.
It's good being in the beer industry when people just bring you weird beers. Where they're like, have you tried this yet? I've never tried something like this, so this is interesting. So it's I don't know how you say that. It's T double O L. I think it's two all.
Let's see. Let's show.
I remember when it first came out, we're like, it's Tool beer. That's awesome. Like a metal, but it's not Tool. It's I think it's Tuol. It's
Where is it from? It's like is that Swedish or some shit like that?
Yeah. I can never remember. Belgium.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right.
I think he's Belgian, and I'm pretty sure he's Gypsy. I could be wrong, but I believe it's a Gypsy brewer.
Okay.
I always get them like McKellar, Tuol, Evil Twin. They all kind of yeah.
Right.
But
it's a very interesting can.
It's a Bloody Mary India Pale Ale, so that's pretty cool.
It's just it's like looking at a Photoshop template or a
it does,
sorry,
it is like that.
Color swatches or something.
So imported by Experience It.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yep.
Oh, lots of stories about
that. Yeah. Yeah.
When you see us in person.
Yeah.
Twisting traditions yet again, Ms. Scarlet is a Bloody Mary inspired IPA with a base of tomato balanced with celery, chipotle chili, and black pepper.
Whoa. Okay. That's
give it
right.
A go.
Okay. Yeah. Let's try. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? That is not terrible. No, it's actually quite a nice, it's a good beer. However you pronounce that brewery, they actually do a very, very good job. You're not a fan?
Oh, look, it's not like I'm not a fan, but it does kind of taste like a meal. It tastes like a hamburger.
A hamburger?
That's the first thing I got. Like,
really?
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyway, yeah.
So Dr. Dan bought this because he's... He's from the land of Canada, same as you.
Oh, yep. We'll talk about that a bit later, I think. Yep.
Yeah, so he's... I don't know if it's a Canadian thing or if it's a Dr. Dan thing, but he said he enjoyed drinking beer with Clamato juice in it.
Yeah, there's
Is
a lot
that
of...
A thing?
No, there's a lot of... Yeah, there's a lot of Canadians that put Clamato juice. Yeah, and for people that don't know what Clamato juice is, it's clam and tomato juice.
That's absolutely disgusting.
Mixed together, yeah.
Is that a Canada thing?
It must be because, yeah.
Because I've never seen it anywhere else except for when I was in Canada and there was like shells of it in the supermarket.
Yeah, well, okay, Clamato I think is a Canadian thing and then mixing it with
beer
is like the next
How
level
gross,
Canadian
man.
Thing.
That's the next level.
It's the weirdest, yeah, it is weird, 100% weird. And you obviously mix it with terrible beer. That's the thing.
Like a... Yeah. Like a what? Like a...
Like
what's,
a,
what is
like
the
a Milwaukee
beer?
Or a Old Canadian. Milwaukee. Yeah.
What is the terrible beer in Canada? Like, is there different levels? Like, is there a Carlton Draft and a Crown? You know, like, what's the Carlton Draft and what's the Crownie? Is it Molson? Molson's the...
Look, I don't know. Look, I would definitely drink a Molson Canadian over Carlton Draft.
Oh, any day. Actually, I don't mind Molson Canadians.
I'm just trying to think of the worst one. Look, honestly, Kokanee is not that bad. as far as those kind of beers are concerned. Yeah, I don't know. There's most of the Carlton drafty kind of beers there are the beers that come up from the States. Because obviously they get all of that.
Yeah.
Budweiser and all that.
Yeah, Budweiser. I couldn't remember the name of the thing. Budweiser, Miller, Coors, that kind of thing.
Yeah, Miller's horrendous. My wife loves Miller, but yeah. She loves Miller. But I think it's more of a memory thing, you know? She's got good memories of being young and hanging out in the heat and, you know, so it just brings all that back, you know? Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, but there's, all of those
stuff. The Bintang effect.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So,
but your wife wasn't on holiday.
No. Well, she lived in a town that was pretty... She lived a holiday. Yeah, she lived in a holiday. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's pretty... Yeah. Where she's from was a holiday town. So,
yeah,
it's very hard to top that.
Do you know where we are now? We're in Bayswater, we're putting the brewery, was originally a holiday town. Like, people used to go to Bayswater and Baronia for their holidays.
Really?
Yeah. That's why there's like bungalows and stuff like that. It was like you'd go, like this was the town you'd stay in if you were going to head up the Dandenongs, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, like this is base camp.
There are a huge amount of apartment buildings that used to be motels. What happened to the motel industry? Like, because I do a lot of work, like as a plumber, I do a lot of work all over the place.
I actually really like this beer.
It's very interesting, for sure. It's very interesting. But yeah, as far as the, like, yeah, there's so many motels out there that have turned into, like, apartment buildings.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah.
So, how were they, like, bashed down the wall and made two of the motel rooms?
No, I think they're like those motels that are like suite motels. So they have a mini kitchen and a
suite.
Yeah.
Like fully suite.
Suite motel.
It's a suite motel.
Yeah. No, but like, yeah. So they're like mini kitchens and all that sort of stuff. But they definitely were motels. Like you can tell. Like there was a reception area at the front and everything. So there's a huge amount of them.
And that's apartments.
Yeah, now they're apartments.
Well, they're turning prisons into apartments.
Well, there you go, yeah.
Turn everything. Smokestacks.
Well, yeah.
Smokestack apartments, I've seen them. Those really big, long... Like, that's just kind of weird.
live in a round room, yeah, so...
Yeah. That would kind of drive you crazy, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You're trying to hang a picture and just just walking around.
That's funny. That's the first thing you think of is hanging a picture.
What did you think of?
I don't know. I think of just walking around in circles, not being able to find the corner of the room. I don't know.
Do you often just go and sit in a corner of a room?
Yeah.
From your childhood, quite often. As soon as you walk to a place, you just look for all the corners.
And go, the corner.
Where are they going to put me?
Oh, where's Matt? Oh, yeah, he's in the corner. Oh, yeah, okay, cool, yeah.
Actually, my son's birthday, you did sit in the corner. Yeah. Like, if I remember correctly.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. Right, anyway, so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah. Pre-recorded show again, so, yeah.
That's all right. We'll respond to talks. I think, Steve, we posted that. Sorry, guys. Yeah, it's going to be pre-recorded, and Steve's already jumped in, so he's already trying to hijack the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we're assuming it's Steve. It's either one of the Steves or not Steve.
Yeah, it's one of the SMS crew.
Yeah. What's he said?
He's just said, come on, dudes, just tell us you don't want us to interrupt your cast with our banging banter. Yeah, so anyway, yeah. Anyway.
Well...
It's frustrating, but, you know.
It is. If we can figure out a way to get around it, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe we can, like, chat with him. Just text him. Like, just go, we're talking about you now. Is there anything you want us to say?
Okay, hang on. Yeah. Yeah. But, look, it is very frustrating, the internet here. Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
So we are a developed country.
The main sort of issue for anyone that actually cares about technical things on a live stream is the continuity of the connection.
Yeah.
So what's happening is because two of the four towers around here are being worked on.
Yeah.
It's jumping between the two towers.
Yeah.
So it'll drop out for a split second.
Yeah.
And that just crashes the
right, exactly. The feed, yeah? Yeah. So it's basically we want to keep a steady at least 1.5 meg upload, but it'll go. It'll race up to 3.5, sit up there for a while, then zero out, and then just back and forth. And then it'll go for a while, it'll go for 5 minutes, and then drop out. And it's just the most frustrating thing. So,
very, very frustrating.
Yeah, yeah. So, what? Yeah, anyway. But
that's life. So, hopefully it'll be up soon.
They'll look, we'll get it up tonight.
No, I'm saying hopefully those towers will be back up and running.
But who knows?
But who knows? And next week, though, we are potentially going to be broadcasting from ANHC.
Yep.
So just working out all the logistics. So hopefully, yeah, we'll hopefully, like,
hopefully that will be live.
City, you'd think in the city that'd be good internet.
Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah.
So we'll, so we'll be coming live from Club Night. Then we've also got another live show coming up in December, so first week of December probably. We're penciling it in for Outgang Bar.
Yeah, yeah. That should be very fun.
Yeah, so that'll be good. Once we've got all those all the details worked out, we'll let everyone know. You can come see that. We've also got a date for the actual for the live show in Brisbane.
Okay, yeah.
So for Brews Vegas. I should have had this up before, but I didn't. So I like that it's we're still treating it as it's live. Like, we could obviously cut, and then I could look up this, and then we could come back, and no one would know. But
you would, because you'd be like, blah, 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 and then we'd stop, and then you'd go, oh, and then instantaneously we'll be sitting in a different way.
Because you could cut to something, and I'd be like, what was that? And then you could cut back, and that could be the edit point. Don't want to inside baseball this too much, but I'm just spitballing here. We're going to be doing... Oh, isn't that interesting? I've actually got an email back for the thing. So what it would be is Thursday night. So it will be the Thursday, I think the last Thursday, the only Thursday of Brews Vegas. I think Brews Vegas goes Friday to like the following Sunday.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah? Yep.
Cool. So it would be Thursday afternoon, 21st of March.
Cool.
So Matt will be there. I will be there.
Sick.
The Steves, at least a Steve will be there.
Oh.
So the SMS crew hopefully will be in attendance.
Yeah.
I'd assume. Otherwise, like, I don't know. Like, why wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Cancel everything, Steve.
Come on, Steve.
Come on. I'll buy you a beer. And another Steve Hendo Henderson.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
He'll be there as well. So Hendo's going to be there. Perhaps Nat from Kaiju might be there as well. I've just got to work out how busy he is. He might have other things to do. So he'll be there. But we are going to actually have a collab beer. So Nat and I are going to be working on a one-off beer for Brews Vegas. We don't know what it is yet.
Okay.
We're also going to be mixing a bunch of our beers. So we'll have probably...
Like mixing them?
Yeah. Yeah, mixing the two beers together. So,
okay, yeah, yeah. You've done that before, though, haven't you?
Yeah, we do it every year. We kind of just have, on the move night, we have half the taps each.
Yeah.
And then we just, like, mix them together and come up with stupid names for them. So we had, I think we mixed, Bandit with one of his beers. I can't remember what it was. It might have been Cthulhu. And we called it Puff the Magic Flagon. We mixed Hey Juniper with Crush and called it Gin and Juice. That was probably the best. But
amazing. That's awesome.
I don't think we'll have... We won't have... Doubtful we'll have Juniper done by then.
Oh, okay.
But that would be awesome if we had a keg of that.
That's good.
The Bandit we mixed with the cider, and I can't remember what we called it. I think we called it like Clusterfuck or something, because it's... Like, you know, the Goldneck cider mixed with Bandit is like a smoky, scrumpy type cider that really comes out.
Like, what did that taste like? Like
dirty, smoky cider thing. It was really, it was
it good or was it like, what was it?
It was memorable. Like, it was okay. Like I wouldn't be downing pints of it, but it was well, all right.
Deaths can be memorable too. So,
so did that. But yeah, so we'll be mixing a bunch of beers together. With that as well. So yeah. We're going to also have the return of Killer Sprocken Kaiju Go to the Movies, which I think will be either the Tuesday or the Friday. Or it might be the Wednesday. Anyway, it'll be that week anyway. It might be Wednesday or Friday.
Yeah.
I'm kind of hoping it'll be Friday because then I'll get there Thursday, do Friday, Saturday, hang around and go to other events. And Sunday usually is the Calibre Block Party.
Right.
Which is a lot of fun. So if you've been to the Calibre Block Party, it's all the Calibre brands, Total Tap Takeover,
cool.
Music. Dan even gets up and starts getting on the decks.
Really?
Yeah. DJs, pulls out his record collection.
Starts, like actual
DJing.
Records?
Yeah. Starts, no way. Yeah. Starts DJing. So he, that's like his block party thing is he has to be at a bar that's got actual proper DJ record things.
Yes, okay,
like he has
sick.
His case and everything.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But yeah, so you'll be up there
for
the podcast, and then I don't know if you stick around for that, but that'll be
stick around for the podcast.
No. Well, I'd hope you stick around. Just turn up, set everything up. All right, later.
See ya. Like,
jump back on a plane back to Melbourne.
yeah, exactly.
But yeah, so we'll be doing that. On that Thursday. So if you're in Brisbane, as soon as the program goes up, put it in your diary, pencil it in. We'd love to see you there. So I think it's going to be afternoon thing. So I think 3 or 4 will probably kick off, and then we'll do the podcast, and then we'll just hang out and drink beers with everybody and talk
cool.
shit.
All right, sick.
Maybe just keep live streaming the entire thing. Just see.
Just how, leave it
on. Just leave it going. Just people can come in and they surely wouldn't get messy.
Look, there's live streams out there that are weirder than that. For sure.
You showed me a live stream. We were watching a bunch of live streams before we did this because Matt was showing me how these things work. And there was one and it was a dude DJing while his mate was asleep on the couch. Remember that?
Yeah.
There's thousands of people watching it.
Oh, right?
I swear, people are watching it going, this dude's got to wake up at some point.
There's people that are streaming them watching other streams. In fact, that would be pretty funny. Like, there's people And then there's a guy in probably the Ukraine or something like that. I can't understand him. But he just watches South Park.
Right.
And speaks over top of South Park.
In Ukrainian?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can't understand what he's saying. But that's his whole stream. Every single time I've seen him, he's just watching South Park. And there's, him in the corner sitting there, and he's just talking into a microphone.
Oh, so it's like the full... It's so, like the show South Park.
Yeah, so he's
and
got
And then
the,
he's got, like...
He's sitting in the corner, chroma, whatever... What do you call that when the...
Oh, chroma key.
Yeah, chroma keyed into the corner, and he's talking something. He's saying something.
Like frame-in-frame thing.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. That's his whole thing. And then there's that other lady that speaks really broken English that we were talking about, and we had no idea what she was talking about.
Yeah.
Talking about games or something, but it...
But she had a studio.
She had a full... No, she was probably against a green screen as well.
Yeah, that's what I mean, though.
But it looked like she was in the studio.
Yeah, that's what I mean. She'd set up quite a lot of stuff. But she had an iPad. But yeah, she did. She wasn't actually talking.
I couldn't understand what the fuck she was talking about.
Yeah, I know. That was interesting.
You could tell she was speaking English, but what she was talking about was...
Didn't make sense.
Yeah. So, yeah. Anyway.
Should we get to some beer news?
Well, we could talk about local news.
That's usually what we do.
Well, we've gone wayward with our show now because there's we don't have anybody in, so there you go.
There's my beers. So my kid had his fifth birthday.
Had
a surprise party for him.
See,
that's great. He actually asked for a surprise party.
Oh.
Which is very cute.
He asked for a surprise party and then was surprised.
He said, he says, for my birthday, I want a surprise party.
Yeah.
He said, I do here, buddy. He goes, yes. He goes, you'll have everybody here and then I will come in and then everyone will say, surprise, and I'll be surprised and that's what I want for my birthday.
But he was he not genuinely surprised to
he
see everyone?
He forgot that he'd asked for a surprise okay, party. Yeah, like, yeah. He asked months
ago. Because he was genuinely...
Yeah, he was genuinely surprised. Yeah. It was very, very cute.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so that was fun.
Oh, blows me away that he's 5 now.
I know. He's so...
Like, that's ridiculous.
I know, he's going to start school next year.
Yeah.
It's full on. Like, he's tall and... Like, I don't know, like, looks, you know, boy-shaped now. He's not a little baby anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
But he still, like, wants to be picked up. I'm like, you're as big as me now. Like, how about you pick me up?
Yeah. No, it blows me away.
Yeah, so that was fun. Yeah. And then just being flat out at work just during the week, just getting
flying out. Done.
Yeah, flying in and out. I know, crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, next week's going to be busy. Next week... we're doing amber ale in cans. Not cans. Cans. These type of things. Not that size. But
cylindrical devices.
Cylindrical aluminium
receptacles
for beer. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes.
Yep. Yeah, cool.
Just, proofing all the labels and stuff. So that's what I've been working on is all packaging and proofing of labels and...
So, is it going to be printed on the can, or is it going to be one of those ones like
I don't know,
shrink wrapped or whatever?
No, it'll just be a label. So, it'll be a blank silver can, with a label on it. So, the first few we do, that's what will
like this.
Is that a label?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that's printed on the can.
No, look,
it's not a label. That's how they print on cans.
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
all cans have got that.
No, look.
That is not a label, man.
I'm peeling the label off as we speak.
Look. Okay, well, maybe that's shrink wrap then.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. See, look.
Okay, well, it's not... It's not that. It's an actual label. Like that, like squid.
Like this?
Yes.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. So stuck on, not shrink wrapped around like that.
That's correct.
Okay,
That is actually pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought that's what you meant.
No, that would be pretty rad, though.
Oh.
I'd like to do something like that.
Yeah, okay, cool.
But no, it'll be labelled. So that will be, So that'll come out in November, I think. The cans will start hitting shelves.
Yeah, sick.
Around Brisbane, New South Wales, Victoria, probably not South Australia yet because I haven't paid the recycling money for them.
Okay.
That's what's stopping it.
Won't you have to do that for New South Wales and everything too now?
Yeah, but I'm already regged with New South Wales.
Oh, okay.
And soon Queensland, which will suck when that comes on board. What a stupid idea.
Is that, that's going to cost a lot?
It's going to cost everyone in Queensland is going to have to pay more for their beer.
Yeah.
And it's going to suck because then you got to not crush your can. You got to drive to wherever. Put it in the damn reverse vending machine. Hope that the brewer has actually registered that can because if it's not registered, it won't accept it.
Yeah.
It'll just spit it back out and then you can chuck it in the bin.
It seems like a very bad...
Bad.
It seems like a very bad system for a good idea because, like, in Canada, they do the same thing, but you can crush the cans.
Yeah.
It just... Yeah. You just take everything there and it's all crushed up and... Anyway.
Yeah. I was talking to someone that said that they used to... Like, they'd crush the cans. They used to take it to the, the recycling depots themselves.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's
but
what
you didn't...
Oh. Okay, yeah,
sell
yeah,
the
yeah.
aluminium.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Who was telling me? Ben. What? Our friend Ben was saying that when he was a kid. He used to do that.
Oh.
He used to crush the cans themselves and just take them down to the local cash for cans. Remember there was a cash for cans?
Yeah, yeah.
Thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and they would just pay anymore. You the scrap rate for aluminium.
Shit, you'd have to have a lot of cans, though.
Yeah, but if you're a kid, what does it matter? Like, 20 cents... Like, back then, like, 20 cents, you'd get a bag of lollies. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you're a kid. What do you really need? Like, just... You know what I mean? Just getting you out of the house.
A kid's got, like, plastic bags full of cans. Yeah. Taking it down. Yeah, anyway.
Putting a shopping trolley.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So that's... But I haven't registered in South Australia yet because we weren't selling there at the time. We do kegs out to South Australia.
Okay.
But, yeah, we don't have a rep in South Australia. So, I don't know, if you're a rep that's in South Australia and you want a rep Killer Sprocket, let me know. And you can, if I can have it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah.
But what about you? What's going on in your world?
Well, not too much, but there's something that like, for people that don't know, I'm Canadian. So my news is about Canada, really, which is interesting. Right. For those who don't know, they've legalized recreational cannabis use across the country, which is a world first. So, yeah.
It's not a world first. I thought Amsterdam had that.
No, it's a very different model. Right. Yeah, so Amsterdam, you can have it in certain places, and it's very confined to where you can have it or sell it or even grow or whatever. So, yeah, it's quite a different model. The only thing that comes close is Uruguay, right? But they aren't really. It's a different model again, but it's very close. So it is a world first, and everybody will be watching them for sure. And like realistically, I think there's going to be some time where it's going to, you know, it's like when a teenager comes of age and they can buy alcohol and they get fucked up every weekend.
Yeah,
there's going to be some growing pains. But I think they're really trying to growing strains. So look, it's very interesting how it's going to pan out. Look, I think
he's high. Look at him.
Yeah. Old J True. Yeah. So
look, that's Mick Jagger's son.
Yeah.
Or is it Castro's?
No, Castro's. Yeah, let's not. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, look, realistically, there's going to be some issues over the next couple of years. But you know what? I do applaud the fact that they're trying.
It's going to be interesting to see how they deal with it.
Yeah.
They should actually definitely change their flag to that as well. That would be, that would be awesome.
To the weed leaf on it. Yeah. It might as well be that. Yeah. Look,
isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. When I first went to Vancouver, you couldn't go for more than half an hour walking down the street before you smelt it.
Yeah.
It's a long time coming, and it hasn't really changed much. Yeah. It's just that. Yeah, yeah. So,
does that mean Canadians are going to get more polite and relaxed than they
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, like, if you thought they were nice before, just wait and see.
Wait till they're all stoned.
Well, like, the real issue is going to be when they go to the States.
They can't get it.
No, yeah, yeah. Well, they can go to Washington to get it, but it's certain states in the States are already targeting number plates as they cross state lines. So they'll check. To check, yeah. So people are all look. It's fucked up, but you know, people with Colorado plates are getting stopped often and searched, and then people have gone to jail. And the thing is like when you go across some of those states for simple possession, will put you in jail for more than 10 years if you've just got a few joints on you or something like that. Yeah, yeah. It's very stiff.
It's legal.
It's legal,
you just don't even think about it. You just have it. You might love box like a packet of cigarettes.
You might have forgotten, or you might just be high and driving, which is obviously not good. That's the other thing that's going to be an issue. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's the other issue is they're scrambling to try to figure out at what point are you still, you're driving. Yeah.
Yeah, legal.
So, yeah because
like
obviously...
0.05 here.
Yeah.
What's it over there? Like, how do you measure?
Yeah, because like in England, they have thresholds.
How would you even measure that?
They have the technology to do it, but they're trying to figure it.
I understand the technology of being able to test someone and get that level, right?
Yeah.
But I'm saying as a person, as a consumer, how are you... Like...
How do you know?
Every beer you've got tells you how many standard drinks that beer is.
Again, that's a very good point. Yeah, because it also affects everybody so differently.
Differently, yeah.
Yeah, and for people who know me, you know, I've dabbled. But, you know, like cut back a lot in the recent year or so. But it affects people very, very differently, individually, very differently. So how would you know? So that's going to be something that's going to be difficult for a lot of people. So they're going to be struggling, I think, for a bit. But I think you just got to do it. because everybody's been have been wanting it for ages. And it's interesting, actually. I've done a bit of, like, I've been watching videos and news programs and stuff, and even the more conservative population aren't saying no, you shouldn't do it. It's quite funny how left even the conservative population in Canada is, because they're not saying no, don't do it. They're saying we're not ready yet.
Right.
We're not ready. We haven't got it sorted out yet. We haven't got the laws sorted out. So that's the other thing, is that, yeah, just finding the laws.
I would have thought BC would have done it first.
Well,
and then kind of moved out. It's interesting, the entire country has just gone, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
We're just going to do this as an entire country. Let's just do it.
Each individual states have different laws, though. So you can tell the more conservative states.
Yeah, but it's still late. Like, you can still.
Yeah, but how. You know. What like the difference?
Whether you can grow it, whether you can buy it. The funny thing is that one of the funny things I heard was that I think it's Ottawa.
Yeah,
they don't have legal weed dispensaries, which means you need to buy it online from a government website.
Yeah.
And that's how it happens.
Yeah,
you should get on the government website. So I want to know weed.gov or whatever.
Yeah,
and then. And you order it, they deliver it to you.
Yeah,
the government delivers you your weed.
Oh, that's another thing, is that the demand is so high compared to the actual supply, because they haven't figured out. They haven't got the infrastructure yet.
Yeah.
So that, you know, everybody's limited to 4 plants, you know, and 30 grams. You're not allowed to have more than 30 grams on. And to give you an idea of how much 30 grams is, it's roughly about 3/4 of a liter. Of a liter of milk. You're not allowed to have more than like a liter of milk worth on you.
Okay.
At any one time. But yeah. So yeah, look. Anyway, it's really interesting. The whole world will be watching to see how it goes.
So is it going to be a boom for tourism, you reckon?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Tourists getting in there.
They reckon it's going to bring in within the, by 2020 in taxes, $5 billion.
Whoa.
Just off of sale of weed, not off of sale of everything else, paraphernalia.
Tim Tams, cookies, Nanaimo bars.
Yeah, exactly. There's going to be a lot of hungry people out there. So
poutine just through the roof.
Imagine all the junk food stores that are going to be opening up all around the dispensaries, though.
Timmy Ho's is going to be a $1 billion company by the end of the year.
Look, the other thing too is I think they're saying that the limit is 18 that you can be to buy it, but I disagree with that. I think you should be at least 21. They're considering 21. Mainly because...
What's alcohol there?
19. 19 in BC, 18 in some other states, 19 in others. So it's pretty low. But I genuinely do believe that people should be at least 21. Just because it is... It does affect... Just like alcohol, though, for that matter, it does affect brain development, for sure.
Yeah. Be very interesting.
It'll be... Yeah.
It's going to... it'll also be interesting to see what happens... With the beer industry, because what they've been finding is in states in America and stuff where they've legalized or they've got the medical marijuana, the sales of beers have decreased dramatically because people are getting high instead of drinking.
Yeah.
I mean, they get home, usually they get home, maybe crack a few beers. Now they're getting home and, you know.
Yeah. Oh, that's the other thing too, is the education behind it's going to be interesting because mixing alcohol together, it doesn't just add, it multiplies the effects of it. So it's going to be a huge adjustment for police and...
Yeah, wow.
Oh, it's... Yeah.
But I think, the whole... How the heck do you know when it's out of your system and drive? Alcohol's really easy. You've got the... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like 0.05... There's many standard drinks and you can kind of work it out based on that.
Yeah.
Some people are able to go, you know what I mean? Like, they can go for 3 standard drinks, some can go for 2.
Yeah.
But you've kind of got that thing of saying, you know, 2 in the first, what is it, 2 in the first hour, 1 every 1 hour after that, right? Yeah. And then you got, I guess you've got breathalyzers that you've sold. They could sell some sort of...
Yeah. Yeah. Look. Yeah. Exactly.
Test.
Yeah. To so you can to figure just it out. Check. Look, they
so
haven't.
So if you lose your license from driving when stoned,
yeah,
would they put like one of them things in your car, like you know, like the alcohol things?
Yeah, yeah.
Would they do the same thing
like
with
a
like
a swab like thing?
Exactly, like a swab thing. You got to put in the ignition instead of your key. Yeah. They replace it with it.
I don't know. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway. No, can steal your car because they're all high as well, so you're all right.
Just leave it open. Yeah, exactly.
Self-driving cars will be next. They'll be like, fuck it. We can either work out...
just smoke bellowing
out
there.
Yeah, just... Exactly. It's just like, instead of like the cigar lighter and the thing, it just blows weed into the cabin.
It's just got like tubes that come
out. Just a vape.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's that's pretty cool. So that's good local news.
Yeah, local to
be very
another country.
To see how that, be very interesting to see how that does play out.
It will definitely affect the beer industry, though, for sure.
Yeah, I think so. I think for the negative, well, who knows? So beer all around probably, but maybe craft beer might hang on.
Yeah.
Because it's a different thing. Like people drinking craft beer, people aren't going, oh, I just want to forget my sorrows. I'm going to pay $80 to buy some craft beer.
Yeah.
Like they, you know, usually people are drinking for flavor more than
more
than effect.
Yeah, yeah. Drinking. But they're already starting to I'm sure I've seen like, you know, hemp infused beers and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. So I don't know, maybe that's gonna be a
someone
thing.
Someone actually, a friend of ours, Miriam from Kettle Green did make one of the first Australian hemp beers.
How did she do that? Hemp's not legal
here. Hemp seed?
Yeah. I didn't even think that hemp seed's legal here.
Yeah, I don't know how she did it. I think she just did it. Everyone's like, oh, well, I'll stop now, whatever. Like, I don't know. I don't know how. Yeah, exactly. I'm not exactly sure how it happened.
Yeah.
But yeah, the first beer she did was a hemp seed.
Oh, okay.
Beer.
Well, if anybody knows anything about that, comment.
Yeah. And we'll read it next week.
Yeah, exactly.
Talking about drinking for effect, Heineken has followed in the Carlton Zero
Carlton
footsteps.
Zero, yep.
Now, that's yours because I can't drink that shit.
No.
You don't want to drink it?
No.
You're not going to drink it?
We tasted it.
You're not going to drink it? I'm not going to drink it. I had the worst headache after drinking that beer.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Every time I drink Carlton Draft,
well,
it gives me a really bad
absolutely,
headache.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah.
This, whatever the headache-inducing content of heart, they haven't removed that from the
I think
alcohol.
That's on the ingredients, headache.
Headache, yeah. I don't know what it is. There's something in there that just makes, like, I get the...
Preservatives word. Or something. It's got to be...
I don't know if it's a... Yeah, it must be. Well, I thought it was tetra hops.
Oh, okay.
That's what... they're not going to put the recipe. They're not going to be like tetra hops... Other bullshit, you know what I mean?
Look, I don't know. They obviously put a lot of money into trying to figure out whether this would work or not.
These guys?
Well, or Heineken. If Heineken are jumping on board, like...
Yeah. Maybe this is the next thing.
Are they trying to sell it to, like, Saudi Arabia or something? Or, I don't know.
Perhaps.
You know, because it's, you know, obviously... you know, religious, certain religious.
Yeah, certain religions, you're not allowed to drink any alcohol.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, look, that's a huge market that you can open up.
I'm interested. I wonder if it still tastes oxidized.
Like, tastes skunky.
Yeah. Do they still have it? Because it's in, like,
it's in the green bottle.
It's in the skunk bottle.
Yeah.
So, whether it'll...
Pen to all.
Yeah, pen to all.
Yep.
Now you can.
Now why you can.
Why wouldn't you put that in a can?
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever.
Yeah. Well, it's got that O. Looks like it's kind of like an O.
Yeah, so Heineken 00. I will try when I see it because why the hell not?
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's very weird. And Brews News actually did a bit of investigation on it and kind of crunched the numbers.
Yeah.
They're adding, it looks to be that they're adding a heck of a lot of sugar and artificial sweeteners into it. Same as probably this as well, because in beer, your calories are alcohol and carbohydrates are your main sort of calories.
Yeah.
So when you're removing the carbs and the thing, like, so if I'm just looking at the Carlton Zero one, you've got like per 375 is 2.3 grams of sugar and 26.3 carbs. Like, where's that coming from? It's got to be coming from sweeteners and sugars and shit. So that's what they're saying with the Heineken is that they've actually put it, they've removed the alcohol and put in a bunch of sugar.
It looks like yuppie.
I thought that's what it was.
Yeah, no, well, that's in whatever language that's in.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought that was a joke.
I just put it on because it's funny.
I thought it was a joke.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's
an actual real Heineken.
Yeah, that's a Heineken ad, yeah.
Did you, talking about like different languages, did you hear about the Coca-Cola vending machine in New Zealand?
No.
So you get off of the plane in New Zealand and there's a Coca-Cola vending machine and it says, Kia ora, mate. Kia ora is like, you know, g'day in
Maori. Oh, is it? Okay.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And mate is mate.
Okay.
So it's kind of like, hey, Australians, we're here too, you know what I mean, with the Coca-Cola machines.
Yeah.
But Kia ora is Maori, mate, English. Mate in Maori means death.
Oh.
So the big Coke machine says you know,
hello, death.
Hello, yeah, essentially, hello to your death as you're walking through the airport. Buy a Coke, hello to death.
Yeah. Pretty much right,
yeah,
though.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, pretty much right. So,
diabetes and blindness.
Someone's going to get fired for that one. That's
not doing their research.
Yeah, not doing their research to find out what the hell that means.
Yeah, yeah.
In other beer news, now this is actually pretty interesting. Is Two Birds is sponsoring the two Melbourne baseball teams?
Yeah,
which is Melbourne Aces, which I knew about.
Yeah.
But there's a second Melbourne team called the Geelong Courier.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is it
you know how it's Melbourne Aces, right? Yeah. Aces is the name. Melbourne's the location.
Yes.
It's not Geelong Courier. Courier's the name, is it? Is it Geelong Courier like...
Geelong Courier.
Yeah, yeah.
Slash Korea.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's actually a Korean team.
Yeah, yeah. I, when I was looking for the pictures for that...
I had a look at it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I did, because I found that to be pretty interesting. Yeah. So I had a look, and that's actually, so all 40 of the team's games, including 20 at the Geelong Baseball Center, is going to be broadcast live into Korea and across Asia, going to millions of people. So more people in Korea are going to be watching an Australian baseball game than Australians, because it's shown on no channels in Australia. It's broadcast to zero people.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's America Ball, yeah.
Because it's America Ball.
Yeah.
And you used to play baseball.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Many years ago.
You're very fast.
I was fast. At a very short distance.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's right, yeah. So, like, yeah, because I used to tell you, like, when we did the sprints around the bases,
yep.
I was obviously not as heavy back then, but yeah, I was the fastest from home to first, second fastest from home to second, about the fourth last from home to third, and this is out of about 40 kids, and then like second last to home. So, I could sprint about 25 meters or 30 meters, lightning quick, but after that, anyway.
So, but yeah, I found that really interesting. So good for the Two Birds. So obviously out in Spotswood, they've got quite a few sort of sports. I think they play. Where do they play the Melbourne Aces game? Is it the White Elephant Stadium?
I don't know.
Altona.
The Melbourne Aces, is that what the Melbourne Reds are now?
I think the Melbourne Reds are gone.
Oh,
and then they restarted baseball.
Oh,
and Melbourne Aces was the team. So, I'd assume so.
Oh, okay. Right.
Because there was the Melbourne Reds and there was the Melbourne Monarchs, I believe, when we were kids. There were two Melbourne teams.
So, wait. Yeah. Where was that field? Altona or something?
Altona, yeah. White Elephant Stadium.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is like you drive and there's now a little bit more sort of suburbia and factories
near
there.
Yeah.
But when we were kids, I remember going there and going, are we still in Victoria? Look, where the hell is this stadium?
And there's like refineries and like
rendering plants.
Yeah.
Like you drove out to the middle of nowhere and there was a baseball diamond.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was huge.
Yeah.
It was like a huge baseball diamond built in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
was like the movie The Dish. Like, it was, you know what I mean? Like, you expect to see a giant satellite dish in the middle of a sheep paddock.
Yeah.
This was the same sort of
thing. Same deal.
It was like, you'd go past the refineries, past the rendering plants, on the way to Whoop Whoop, and you'd find the baseball stadium.
Yeah. Now, good on them, though.
I don't know if they still play there or not, though. But I found that really interesting. So 45 people from South Korea will stay in Geelong during the season, including baseball team, coaching staff, executives, and Korean media.
But the Geelong Korea looks like it's all kids, though, yeah?
No.
Okay.
That, I thought the same thing. It's not all kids.
Okay.
They just, when they took the photos, the Koreans were in Korea that day. Like, they just they weren't here doing things.
All right.
So they grabbed some kids and were like,
you look Korean.
Asians are small.
Good enough.
Oh, God. Put kids in their place.
Good thing hardly anybody watches the show. Anyway.
Everyone didn't complain. We're from Geelong. Whatever. No one will notice.
Yeah.
Squint, kids, squint.
Still racist. No worries. Yeah. Oh, God. Yep. Sweet.
So there's two beds. That's pretty cool, though, that they're that they're sponsoring some different sports. I was going to sponsor a sporting team, but the amount of money they wanted, I was like, who?
Yeah. Like, do you know you're not the Yankees?
Yeah, you're not AFL. Like, you guys are. And I'm like, okay, so can I sell? And like with the two beds deal, they get to sell their beer. The sponsorship that they were trying to pitch me is I sponsor them for 20 grand and I can sell zero beer.
Yeah.
I was like,
you get a sign up on the fucking wall, like, or something. Yeah.
Yeah. How is that going to help anything in my business? Oh, well, you know, the stadium's got a tap
exposure
contract. I'm like, I don't give a damn.
But you get such a warm feeling in your heart.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. A warm feeling in your heart. I'm like,
does that pay my rent?
Exactly. Cool. That's pretty cool with them. What other things? The other big beer news is the IBA launched some label guidelines. So, the Independent Brewers Association Australia, they've launched their independent seal, a few months ago?
The Certified Independent Seal?
Yeah.
Is that the one?
Yeah, that's the one. So they launched that a little while ago, and that's if you are a member of the the IBA, you can chuck that on your beers. But this is going out to every single brewer. So it's their little, they've put together a pack of what you should be putting on your guidelines, what you should be putting on your labels. To assist them to get the labels right. So the stuff that they put in there is, you can see there, you've got obviously a barcode. What a rot a barcode is, by the way. I'll get into that in a minute. But the, seriously. And the standard drinks. It's obviously important. And that's a legality, obviously, the standard drinks. Where it's made. Now, that's been a little bit of a grey area where it's made, because the actual labelling laws say that you need to have the information of where you're, like, where they can contact you. So it doesn't necessarily need to be where it's made.
Oh, okay. Like, even, like, internationally even? I don't know why you'd,
international.
Why would you make it international? But I'm just saying, okay.
But it's
pretty relaxed.
That's why there's quite a few contract breweries and gypsy breweries that will have a single address, that will be usually a PO box or sometimes even their house, and that's you know, kind of where the liquor license is attributed to. But you can, you don't actually have to say where it was made.
I think
the beer guidelines are saying that they should, that it should be actually where the beer comes from. The other thing is the pregnancy warning, which is about to go into law.
Yep.
So you're going to have to put in the drink, drink wise pregnancy label. So just in case, you know, you're pregnant and you don't realize that you're not allowed to drink alcohol when you're pregnant, which I have more fears that you shouldn't be raising a child if you don't know not to drink when you're goddamn pregnant.
It should be like by area though. If it's sold in Cranbourne, for example.
It's like, seriously.
Or Pakenham.
if you're pregnant, you think, yeah, I can have a few.
Yeah.
Seriously. It's probably a reason why you got pregnant. That's probably how you got it pregnant in the first place. And good luck to you. Like, seriously. Some Mate, people, you got to be like, you got to... That annoys me when you got to do labeling laws for stupid people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean?
It's like the joke of the helmet
law. Yeah, except I was going to say that. Yeah. Seinfeld and the helmet laws. Yeah.
Seinfeld helmet laws, you know.
We've taken natural selection out of it.
That's right.
Yeah.
The problem is, though, is like that with the helmet law, if you don't put a helmet on your head and you crack your head open, that's
everybody
your
else
fault.
Has to pay for
Oh, no, that's your fault up. For being an idiot.
Oh, yeah.
If you're drinking when you're pregnant, you're really cursing your kid to...
okay, yeah.
To
yeah.
being a boxer, really. Like... I don't know, maybe they'll earn some good money for you.
Well, you know, somebody's got to buy Nickelback albums. Anyway, Nick said, Otto, what have I done? Nothing good. When you do your cast on location, are you able to just do audio or full live cast? Yeah. So we can't. I haven't figured out how to do a separate audio live cast yet, so no.
Maybe we'll look into that.
We might have to.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway. But
we'll look into that.
Look, I don't think audio streaming has really... I think that got skipped over.
Yeah.
Because it might be just easier
There's
to...
There's not a huge amount of technology that's been built around...
Yeah, audio streaming alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was actually looking into doing that so that you could have two separate streams.
Yep.
So people could put it on their phones, like, you know, as they're driving or something that. But it doesn't seem to be available.
Okay.
Really. Like, you can do a Facebook audio-only stream, but you can't do both at the same time.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So, anyway, yeah. So, if you, if that answers your question... Steve, Mick, or Steve.
Yep. And if not, reply and we'll talk about it next week.
Yeah, that's the funny thing. They're not going to be able to know until later on. But yeah.
So the labelling laws are there. So that'll be interesting. If you want to get onto the IBA website, you can download and have a look at what things should be on labels.
Yeah, tell us how comprehensive it is.
Yeah.
I've got some screenshots of the PDF.
Yeah.
And the website and that. They have little pictures on them.
It's good. Barcodes.
Yeah. Okay.
Man.
Yeah.
So, these are things. I don't know if this is interesting to people or not, but just how much you need to pay as a business on absolute pointless stuff. So, barcodes are like domain names, right?
Yeah.
They came out and then every... country has an organization that is allowed to give away barcodes.
Yeah.
And you can buy five. You can buy 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 barcodes.
Yeah.
Or 1,000 barcodes. So you can either buy, you can buy up to 5.
Yeah.
Or in groups of 1,000.
Oh, God.
That's your two options.
What's the price difference on that?
Hundreds of dollars. So you're looking at about $600 to $800 a year,
for a
barcode. And every year you need to keep renewing your barcodes. And I'm like,
so it doesn't go 5, 50, 100, 300.
Yeah, no. And then when you buy it, they just sort of give you. The first few digits.
Yeah.
And then they're like, and make your own bucket. So you've got to kind of, you've got to then go onto their website and have a look at, try to, because there's a check digit, right?
Yeah.
That you got to, like, it's like a credit card. The numbers all add up to something and then there has to be a check digit at the end. So if you're having a look, the way that you can actually read a barcode is if you have a look, the first few numbers are the company one. So that's like everywhere in the world has like a company number.
Yep. Okay.
And then the last, like, what, one, last four digits are your, last five digits, are the rest,
like the product.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you bought it in groups of thousands or whatever, so that's, you can your only have ID, yeah.
Like 99,999 products to get that, because if you've got a...
Yeah.
Can you, you can have multiple, like, you can have multiple company ones though, can't you?
Yeah.
Or you only get one company number.
You get one company number, but you can buy a second group of company numbers.
Oh, okay.
So the way it works is if you have a look, you can sort of figure out the how many barcodes they've used by, don't look at the check digit. So the last number is the check digit, but the ones before that. So this one, Carlton's done 390. There we go. I got there eventually. So they've got 390 products that they've done a barcode for.
Oh, well, okay. But, here, Mornington.
Yep.
They've got, how would they have 900 and these guys got 1,100?
No, they got 115.
115. Oh, yeah. So you don't count the last number.
Yeah, that last number is the check digit.
Oh, right. So sorry, that's what
you're saying. How you can work it out.
Okay.
So you can see if someone's like if you bought a slab of beer, usually you'll have like the case will have a number, then the six pack holders, and then the actual individual.
Yeah.
So if they jump, then you can tell that someone's fucked up something. Like I've done a couple of times and used a number, gone, damn it. And I've had to like go back and reuse a number.
Yeah.
So
Yeah, cool. All right.
That's how you read. So yeah. So then every year, it drives me crazy. It just really shits me. And then once you've got the barcode, to go to a major retailer, you need to like pay the barcode company money to like, just drink it. You need to pay the barcode money to check the barcodes that you've used.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So you use the barcode and then you print it on a label and then like, Dan Murphy's and places like that and supermarkets and big retailers will want you to give them like a proof of that your barcode meets things. So then you got to pay them another $5 per barcode to check it, to be like, yes, that is a barcode that is able to be read.
Okay.
I'm like, how about I just send you the product and you scan it, and if it works on your computer, then happy days. Like, what do I have to pay this Muppet $5?
Yeah.
You know?
All right. Speaking of Mornington, you love this beer, so I'm going to try it.
One of my favorite.
Okay, what is it?
This is Squid. So, this is Squid Supremacy. So, it's the last of their Squid series, I think.
That is cloudy.
It's a New England IPA.
A NEIPA,
yeah. And the reason it's my favorite is the first NEIPA I ever drank was Jiffy Squid at Brews Vegas 2 years ago.
Ooh.
And I loved it. So,
That's good. That's not bad.
Yeah. It's a good beer.
Oh, that's very... Yeah, that's enjoyable.
Yeah. So, what they've done is each Jiffy Squid that they've released, they've kind of upped it. So, you've had... The first one was Jiffy Squid.
Yeah.
Then Squid Rising. And now Squid Supremacy. So, this one comes in at 8%. And it is the squid to end all squids.
I don't think I've ever said this before, but I like that mouth feel.
The NEIPA.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a really, really good beer. I think if we can get... I'd love to get Christian on the podcast. So, head brewer at Mornington.
Yep.
And just go through... just have a chat to him about Jiffy Squid. I'm big fan of it. And
see, I was bitching you about how much New England IPAs cost over just a regular kind of whatever beer. Yep. but you know what? I'd pay extra for that.
Yeah.
I would pay extra for that. Yeah.
It's one of the only
ones. Most of the other ones I'd be like, that's not worth paying extra for. Look, it's good. Oh, don't get me wrong. It's good. But am I willing to pay, $14 as opposed to... $8 for, a schooner or whatever. So,
They're tricky to make as well. I actually really like the way Mornington does it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For my tastes, I don't know. It just locks in for me.
Yeah, no, that's actually genuinely good. So, cool.
Yeah. Should we get into some music? Actually, Star Trek news. So here's a bit of a beef I've got with Star Trek, right?
Okay.
So CBS has released these short treks.
And it's going to have Dwight in it.
I know, as Harry Mudd. You haven't watched any of them.
I haven't watched any of them.
Yeah, you should watch them.
Because, yeah, they're not part of TNG. So.
Do you only watch TNG? What about DS9?
I started watching it, but I never got to...
You never got to Worf?
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah. You
watch Deep Space Nine, the start, you watch Deep Space Nine, you're like, this is terrible.
But I just enjoy TNG so much. Like,
I've been rewatching TNG.
I can just watch it over and over again. There's so many episodes
that
by the time you restart it, you've forgotten most of the episodes again.
I'm finding that now. I'm watching it. I'm like, that's a good one.
Yeah.
And then you're watching, like, oh, I seem to remember this. What happened here? Do you know the other thing? Yeah. Like, I've been watching TNG again from the start. The first few episodes, Dr. Beverly Crusher's got a real boner for Picard. Right?
Yes.
And it's like... And
I'm like, wait, is like, Wesley like...
No. I'm like, Picard killed your husband, mate. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, when you find that out, you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Hang on a sec.
You find that the first episode, and then she's like macking on him, and you're like, hang on a minute.
Yeah.
Pump the brakes,
Something
Beverly
doesn't
Crusher.
Work out here.
And then later on, you
it's
find...
It's like Stockholm Syndrome or something. It's like a weird stock, like different... It's obviously different. That's not what Stockholm Syndrome is, Yeah.
It's kind of weird. Then you find out, like, later on they get married and then divorced.
It's Amsterdam Syndrome.
Amsterdam Syndrome. Yep. They are, and then they, like, in the last episode, you find out that they get married and then divorced. Remember? She, like, has her own... She has her own ship.
Yeah.
And, like, for some reason, Picard's, like, running around his bathrobe yelling at people. That's a very weird ending for Star Trek. It's like,
it's always weird seeing him without his uniform on, though. When he goes off to have like a vacation and that, you're like, why are you showing so much chest?
When William Riker gives him like a giant dildo. It's like walking around Riser.
Yeah, exactly.
With like the equivalent of a double-ended dong.
Yeah.
And people are like... And, you know, people wind up like, you want a party? He's like, what the hell are you talking about? I read my book. They're like, you got the double-ended dong of Riser. The hell, yeah. Let's go.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So getting back to Discovery, they've got these short treks, which are like all these little mini episodes that kind of make sense and tie the whole universe together.
Yeah.
Not showing it on Netflix. They've sold Discovery everywhere else on Netflix, the main season and the other thing. But this... It's like, well, unless you're in America and have the CBS app, you can't. Which, like, why don't studios understand if you do not make it available, if you do not sell it to Netflix or one of these subscription services, we will download it.
Yeah, like, exactly.
There is the internet. There is technology.
Yeah.
We are trying our best to be more abiding and stuff, but we don't like to miss out on things.
Yeah.
It's human nature.
Get with the program, guys.
Just
that's what it is.
Release it.
Yeah.
You've sold the whole other season to Netflix.
Well, it's because all the people that are making decisions were the guys that think that you could only buy a CD or you could only buy a record.
Mm.
I'm sorry, the internet is here. We can get everything now. I like the fact that he doesn't look like Dwight. he's
good
at it.
You should watch it. He's actually really
good. I'll get around to it.
He's really good in it.
Look, the thing is I haven't watched a lot of TV in general lately. I've been playing a lot of video games.
Yeah. So he plays Mud, right?
Okay.
Did you ever watch the original series?
Yep.
So Mud is like a space pimp.
Yep.
So Dwight gets to hoon about as a space pimp.
Yeah.
But then he comes back and is like a time traveling Terminator.
Wait.
So he's in two episodes.
Right.
So one is...
As the same character?
Same character.
Okay.
So the first one, they piss him off. So the second one, he decides to just destroy the bloody ship.
Oh. So, okay. So he's not very nice.
Oh, no. He's real bad.
Oh, really? Okay. Wouldn't mind seeing him doing that then.
Yeah. He's not a nice guy.
Okay.
So he later, because like in original series, he's actually quite a funny, kind of laughable,
yeah, he's quirky,
jovial
and,
guy.
Yeah, kind of annoying, but yeah.
He's surrounded by ladies.
Yeah.
They've taken the edge off. They've roughed. Yeah, this, yeah. This dude is like just out of jail
yeah.
and is, you know, he's been fucking his pillow for however long in space jail. So he just wants to wreck shop.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I was told. Oh, okay. We're talking about jail and fucking pillows. A long time ago, I was told by a guy who. I don't know why I'm saying this. Who spent some time in jail, and they have what they call a prison pussy, which is made of a.
Was that him? Well, was he the prison
no,
pussy?
No, he wasn't the prison pussy. That's in America. Yes.
Oh, this is a Canadian.
This is a Canadian
thing.
They're
more apparently.
Polite. Yeah, yeah. So they make their own prison pussies out of a warm, wet towel with a. How do I explain it? Inverted rubber glove. So you. It's hard
why,
to explain.
Why inverted?
Like you've got
invert a rubber glove. It's
you've
the
got
exact
a,
same
no,
shape.
No, no. It's as in you roll it around the. It's hard to explain, but you roll it around the. Fucking paper towel. So there's a, or not the paper towel, but the towel. And
so
anyway,
finger,
Dwight.
So you're using the finger holes.
Yeah. Well, if you're endowed that way, I guess I don't know. But yeah. So you essentially, I don't know why I'm even explaining this. You roll the glove around the fucking towel, and it opens up a little hole, and
oh, where your arm goes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah. Anyway.
Have you tried making a FIFA?
So, Dwight.
You have.
Well, obviously, you've got to figure it out. You're like, wait, I don't get how this will work. So, you go to the shops and you buy yourself some rubber gloves. You wreck one from trying to make it wrong.
It's like a Pringles can. When you get a Pringles can, and yeah. You glue in like a sponge.
Yeah, yeah.
Like your own fleshlight.
You've just got like a whole bunch of these contraptions in the corner that hasn't worked. Yeah, yeah. So, cool. Star Trek.
So that's annoying that you can't get. That damn show.
Yeah.
But apparently, if you're in America, apparently it's really, really good and the episodes are awesome. I will be downloading it because... Oh, no, I won't be downloading it. I'll be fucking downloading it.
Well, like every, when I was looking for these images, every second image was this redhead girl. Is she like a huge part of it or something?
Tilly Wildman, yeah. She's kind of the... Well, one of the episodes is based on her. So, everything was like... Like... Everything was supposed to be about Burnham and stuff. And then you kind of... She stole the show. Tilly Wildman is like the one...
Clearly, look at that face. Look at that ringer.
And that's the thing. So it's like Next Generation. I don't think anyone would be like... When they were casting that, oh, Data's going to be the breakout one.
No.
They were like, Picard is probably going to be the thing, you know, all this sort of stuff. Like, every season, there's someone where everyone's just like, hang on a minute, what's that guy doing?
Yeah.
Like, in the original series, you had, like, Scotty and, you know, and Spock probably. I think everyone kind of thought it was going to be a Shatner jam.
Yeah.
And then everyone was like, Spock is like the dude. That's who everyone wanted to to watch.
Yeah.
Same thing with her. She's just very, very
really.
Funny.
She just steals the show.
She steals the show. Like she's the character that everyone's like, yup, she's funny.
When they redo this whole TNG thing or whatever, how are they going to do Data? Because he's clearly aged a lot.
He will not be in it.
Oh, that's
from everything I've read. Brent Spiner does not want anything to do with Star Trek anymore.
Really?
He's done.
Sorry that made you famous. Anyway.
Yeah. He's done most of those. Dude, so you've got like...
I'm an artist.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. You've got...
No, you're not. Dance
Riker
Monkey.
Will be in it. A lot of them will be in it because they haven't done much afterwards.
Well, because it's fine that they've all aged because it'll be... off into the future, but the whole
android. He's an android.
Exactly. That's what I mean, right? Because he's aged.
But in the last movie, spoiler alert, he bloody dies.
Oh,
so
he's
gone
there
anyway.
You go. Yeah, yeah.
So he could come back as another version of Data that's older, maybe.
He could come back with his whatever the fuck his brain is called, like, you know, programmed into another android. Like, if, as long as they get the mannerisms right and personality and everything, he could be just a different person.
Yeah. Could be.
We should do that.
We should make a Star Trek. Just Data.
Just Data.
And another actor. And not call it Star Trek. We should just make our own
Trek Star.
Oh, talking about that. Like, I love Star Trek, but the Orville shits all over it. I am so much more excited about the Orville coming back than I am about Star Trek coming back.
Okay.
I think Seth MacFarlane has just hit it out of the park with that show.
Yeah.
Because it's exactly what Star Trek...
Yeah, you've told me a few times, yeah.
You should get into it, man.
Yeah.
Because if you... Like, it's next gen. But yeah. Funny.
Cool. Because like, it's kind of slow, though?
It's got the slow build, but what it is you can kind of just come in, watch an episode, and then just book.
This is what I miss about older shows.
Doesn't matter. You're not watching going, oh, I've got to watch like four episodes before I watch the last one. You can just watch an episode and be like, oh, yeah, cool. Like, you watch the first episode.
Yeah.
That introduces all the characters, and then you can watch any other episode after that, and you can understand what's going on. With the exception of there's like a couple where like a few episodes where you're like, oh, wait a minute, how come that guy's got a kid? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, same as Next Gen.
Yeah,
like, all of a sudden, Worf has a son.
Yeah.
So, you need to know how that happened.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, well, I got to watch that episode where, you know, he got that Klingon strange.
Yeah. And a banging Klingon wife.
Yeah, banging Klingon wife. Yeah. And then, like, she disappeared for a while.
Except she used to be a Vulcan. Same Did actor. She? Yeah, she's the same actor as, like, earlier on, she played a Vulcan.
You know? Oh, in the show.
Yeah.
Tuvok's in it as well, but not as a Vulcan.
Okay. Oh.
The guy that plays Tuvok.
Oh, okay.
He comes on and steals the ship with a whole bunch of other bad mofos.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, so yeah. So, but definitely watch The Orville if you're, I don't know, even if you're not a huge sci-fi fan, it's still just such a good show.
Yeah.
Because one of the best things about Next Gen is it's so cheesy.
Yeah.
Like, we are better than everybody else, right? Yeah. And it's like, and then you're watching it, and it's just like getting, sometimes, like, they just slap you in the face with the message so much, where it's just like, okay, I get it. I understand. It's about racism. I understand. How stupid are we that we are racist? I get it. You know what I mean?
With your lefty agenda. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. It's like, okay, yes, fine. Males and females are equal. I know. Shut up. Get that guy out of a miniskirt. He looks stupid. I understand. We're all the same, right?
Yeah.
It's the same sort of thing with the Orville. It's just like, social media is stupid, and here's an entire episode about it. And you're like, I get it. But the good thing is that it's just full of dick and fart jokes. That's just awesome. Yeah. Just watching it, you're like... Yeah, that's pretty funny. You know,
oh, they've talk about speaking of dick and fart jokes, they've taken the first two seasons of Rick and Morty off of Netflix. Yeah,
have they?
So you have the
they didn't pay the license.
The shit third season, So
is the third season shit?
No.
Have you seen the original Rick and Morty?
Yes. I just put that out of my mind because don't look it up. It does kind of ruin the rest of it. Don't look it up.
Like, how did you go from that to that?
Yeah.
Or it's like, how did someone go when he was like, well, I've got this idea. Did they go, oh, yeah, let's make that into a Cartoon Network
exactly.
show?
That's what I was like, whoa.
Yeah, exactly.
See, like, the pilot of Rick and Morty is, even the pilot is different to the rest, right? Mm. But the difference of the original one, don't look it up.
Yeah.
Don't look it up. Everybody's going to look it up.
Oh, yeah, right. If you haven't watched it already, you definitely watch it. Because you're watching it going, man, that's... But okay,
and also,
if you haven't watched the rest of Rick and Morty, do not watch it.
Yeah.
Because you will never watch Rick and Morty. Because you'll be like, this is what it came from?
Yeah, yeah. Don't watch it.
It's unlike South Park. Like South Park, the original South Park.
Yeah,
you're like, wow, they kind of toned it down a little bit. Like, because they toned it down a lot with Rick and Morty, but you know what I mean. Like, there still was the elements.
Yeah, exactly. Well, talking about the third season though, the third season isn't shit. It's just the first episode of the third season was so fucking good. It set the bar too high.
Which one? What was the third
season? That was the one where he escaped prison and everything.
Oh, right? Okay.
Now, there is very good episodes in the third season, for sure. Very good ones.
I think, I reckon the third season is incredible.
It is really like good, but there are a few that are just...
crank?
Yeah. No. There's a few that are hang on.
Wasn't that in the third?
No. That wasn't in the third season. Like, No, that wasn't.
What's the floop?
That's one of my favorite episodes, but it's not. It's in the second season, okay. So. But yeah. But you also see with the original Rick and Morty, you know, in case you haven't figured out the connection, like, it's the whole Back to the Future thing.
Well, the original Rick and Morty was called Doc and Marty.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway.
So now everybody will find it.
Yeah, you got to find it. Doc and Marty, it's really good.
Yeah.
All right, you want to get to some music news? So, Slipknot announced they're working on a new album.
Okay, yep. Oh, wait, sorry. Different Slipknot.
Oh,
when I Googled it.
Zing, man. Zing. When you Googled it and spelt it wrong.
Yeah. That's what it came up with. I'm like, wait, hang on a sec. Yeah. So
Slipknot have announced they're working on a new album,
yep.
Which is going to be heavier than anything they've ever done. It's going to be like Iowa. Yeah.
Look, but better.
Yeah. Which...
Look, that's what they say all the time. They're not super heavy, though. Like, they're heavy, but they're not
those
super
are the masks. Yeah. Second mask in is the best.
Is the best one.
Those masks, that year where they came up with those masks, they were the best masks they've ever done,
okay,
in my opinion.
I think that one is awesome. The new ones are pretty... Well, his mask is pretty fucking awesome. I like that. I like the new one.
Yeah?
It's super creepy. Yeah. And then he tears it off.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's not like,
so every album they make, they always sort of say, oh, it's going to be like Iowa, but heavier. It's going to be like Iowa, but better. Like, Iowa is, to them, is their Sgt. Pepper's. Like, they really love Iowa, which, look, no offense, but I don't think Iowa is their best fucking album at all. Like,
okay.
I really enjoy their first album. Yeah. I reckon it's good. It's a band that's actually got, like, a band's first album is usually pretty amazing because it's got them the record contract.
They're intense, passionate.
They've sacrificed everything. They are hungry. They are poor. They're living in a van or on someone's couch. Yep. They're just trying.
Yep.
Like, even bands like that made, like, Foo Fighters, right?
Yeah.
Like, Dave Grohl had enough goddamn money.
Yeah.
He didn't have to make the Foo Fighters first album. But that's him trying to show he's got something.
Except for the Color and the Shape was... I liked the Color and the Shape better than the original one.
Oh,
it was a little bit harder. Like, it was a little bit more rocky. The other one was a bit alternative, I think.
Yeah.
It was a bit Counting Crows.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, Color and the Shape is... Well, say, okay.
Obviously, it got take them color, where they were.
Take them color, yeah, yeah. Color and the Shape.
Yeah.
Take away Everlong.
It's still a good album. My Hero. I can't remember the... I think it's the second track I really clicked with. There's a few tracks. Yeah,
you reckon?
Well, as color a whole, it might not... Like, but there are some legendary tracks on there.
I'll Stick Around from the original Foo Fighters thing.
Yeah, yeah.
That when you just like scream, I don't owe you anything.
Yeah,
like it's just this. I don't know, man. I was really hooked on the first album. I thought,
and
it's raw. It's just him by himself putting out something.
Literally by himself.
To do it. Yeah, it's by himself. Exactly. Yeah, it's literally him by himself. He does every single thing, and it has to just. It's just him trying to get something out. It's just this raw thing.
Yeah,
I never thought that anyone was going to listen to it.
Wow.
I know, that's what he says. You've got to know someone's going to listen to it.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think Iowa's good, but the first Slipknot album was amazing. Volume 3 Subliminal Verses, I thought, was very well-rounded, and it's got some real hooky songs and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Blister Exists and all those other things I really, really enjoy. But yeah. I don't know, for whatever reason, they think they need to remake Iowa.
Yeah, yeah.
Every album, they want to remake Iowa.
Okay, yeah.
And I kind of get it, because Iowa was, they'd done the first album, they would toured, they essentially got their dream.
Yeah.
They were in a touring, amazing, you know, band.
Yeah.
And they just realized how much that actually sucked. And they didn't enjoy it. And yeah. they were just, you know.
It's hard, man. It would be hard.
Playing the same song every night.
Yeah, like
night.
We talked about before.
Being a
yeah.
commodity. Being yeah. a product. Yeah. You're a product.
It's really, yeah. It's really
you've
weird
go
when
here.
You.
You've got to do yeah. that. You know, the you know, Sid on the turntables, his dad died and he wasn't able to go to the funeral or be there for his dying father because Oof. He was touring with this band that,
what, you know they what couldn't I mean? Cut him some slack for
that's,
a day?
No, that's the thing. The record companies were like, no, you need to be earning. You need to be making money. You need to be paying back the album. So that's why the start of Iowa, that screaming at the start of Iowa
yeah.
is Sid alone in a room screaming about his like the emotional catharsis of that.
Okay.
So all these things happening,
yeah.
I can understand why that resonated for them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, okay.
Musically?
Yeah, it's not as good.
You've got, you know what I mean? You've got so many, like
yeah.
you've got Heretic Anthem, you've got some bands, you know, some of the like, a lot of the songs on are pretty cool and it's raw and it's hard and everything like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I get that was their most creative, but I think all the other albums have been tainted by something else.
Okay.
Like the first album, they were trying to come together.
Yeah.
Iowa, where they were all together, they hated their life. They just put this thing out.
Yeah.
Then Subliminal Verses was, I believe, recorded with Rick Rubin, I believe, in the Houdini Mansion.
Oh, okay.
And Corey hated him.
Oh, okay.
And didn't think that he was doing anything. Then the next one, All Hope Is Gone, they hated the name and it just kind of was an album that they had to put out because maybe that was the Rick Rubin one. That might have been the Rick Rubin one. And then the next one, obviously, they lost like their Paul Gray died. So they it was the first album that they didn't have
yeah, yeah.
the one of the founding members
yeah.
and they'd kicked out Joey Jordison. So they're trying to regain it. So I kind of get when they're making it, why they would think that.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I feel bad for, the Weinstein kid because he's got a lot to live up to though, eh?
Yeah.
He was
Weinberg, you mean?
yeah, they got Weinstein on there.
It's going to say.
Fat old piece of shit.
Yeah. No, it's his kid. Weinberg.
Sorry, Weinberg.
Jay Weinberg. I know.
And he's got a lot like, to live up to, man. Like when we saw him at what was it, Soundwave?
Yeah, Soundwave.
It was a struggle. Those fucking drum parts are a next Joey, level.
Joey Jordison is an absolute beast.
On yeah, the yeah. So you could tell, like as a drummer, you could hear him
struggling.
His double pedal was.
Yep.
He's just not keeping up in parts and like he's got a lot to live up to. But,
I think going forward, though, like, he'd make it his own. Like, trying to play someone else's drum
he's,
part.
Yeah, he's playing other people's stuff. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. The thing I like about Slipknot is they took the new metal, like, they're not overproduced like a lot of old metal.
Mm.
So, they've taken that new metal underproduced sound into metal. I like that. I don't get the two drummers though, like the two extra drummers. They seem like they are unnecessary as a musician. I feel like they're unnecessary, like they give a lot to visual stuff but they write a lot though, don't they? Is that right? I don't know a lot about them.
Well, Clown, it's his band.
Yeah, but does he actually write the tracks?
I believe so. I think he writes a lot of.
So he writes the tracks, but doesn't necessarily.
I think he started. He was the drummer.
He was the drummer.
Yeah,
and then he's like, "Hey, you're better than me. You can drum
exactly."
And then I'm just going to fuck around.
I'm just going to fuck around on this.
Right.
Thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I always saw that Chris Fain and Clown more as
They're like hype men.
They're like the dancers in TISM. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Like yeah.
That's the thing. And
see, that's sick. I like that this. His whole his thing, like, there.
Battle-ready.
It's like a battle-ready fucking... Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, that mask just creeps me the fuck out. Like, I like that. Yeah.
I don't know, man. I thought the... As the band, all of their masks from the second album...
Yeah.
From All Hope Is Gone. It was not All Hope Is Gone. What am I saying? Volume 3. Those masks, to me, were the best ones. They were awesome, really cool masks that they did.
Like the second one. Yeah.
But it's not just his, like all of their masks from that era. But I think they... Craig.
Yeah.
The spiky dude, Craig. I don't know what he's doing there. Like, honestly.
He's the programming guy.
Yeah, he's the programmer.
Yeah.
And originally they would do live videos and stuff, and he'd program video loops and
Weird
artistic stuff, but they don't do that now.
So he just leans against a table and just fucking
presses a button. Like headbutts things, yeah.
Yeah.
So the two drummers thing, I think, they've got there's some songs like Blister Exists where they've got that drum thing that they do and the hitting kegs and doing stuff like they kind of add atmosphere. But the rest of the stuff, the other thing is that they're not just drummers, they're also the backup vocalists.
Okay.
Add the layer to Corey's stuff anyway.
Look, visually, I think it would be lacking if they weren't there. Like, because when we saw them, that was like an assault.
Yeah. On the senses. It's insane. You just watch it going, what? Like, you feel like you're taking a step back.
Yeah.
And come on stage, you're like, Jesus. This guy.
Oh, look, like it's...
And they're not as extreme as they once were. Like, they used to be. Like, the first time I saw them, they had flamethrowers. Like, they were like, they were shooting each other with flamethrowers.
Yeah.
Like, they are... they were truly out of their goddamn minds.
Yeah.
Now they're a little bit older and they don't move as quick.
Yeah.
But yeah, they were really bad.
And like a long-term injury.
Well, that's the thing. I think they've got the long-term injury. I think they've kind of gone, you know what? Enough with this shit. Like, I will leave if you set me on fire again. But yeah, like I just, they just have this intensity. Yeah. And like And I saw them Big Day Out. I can't remember what year. I think it was maybe 10, 11 years ago, whenever Volume 3 came out. They were absolutely amazing. But the before that, the last tour, they played at like these small venues.
Oh, okay.
Where it was like they were just cramped onto a stage and doing all that stuff and like beating the heck out of each other, leaping to the audience. And all this stuff is like there was people would see them and actually be fearful. Like you would be scared that they were going to leap into the audience and just start hitting you. Like it was scary.
Okay, that's the good thing about their whole thing is that they deliver on their look.
Oh yeah, most
and
definitely.
We're going to talk about another band that does not deliver on the look. You're talking about the. We're talking about...
Right? So Slipknot's doing a new album. It's going to be heavier than anything they've ever done. And they're also launching a haunted house.
Oh, yeah, okay, cool.
So in Iowa, they're doing a haunted house.
Which is just them hanging out in a bar?
Well, essentially, you turn up. So they've created this big haunted house, right? Like a haunted mansion.
Yeah.
And like you turn up and one of the members of Slipknot's take you through the haunted house.
Really?
Yeah.
In costume?
I'd assume so. Maybe. Okay. Yeah. Who knows? That's kind of weird.
Cool.
Anyway. So the other band...
Who does not deliver
on their look.
Jesus.
But it's massive.
When you showed the difference... Oh, man, you showed me.
From what they look like to what they sound like?
Yeah. Look, when you showed me what they look like, I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. This should be sick. And then you showed me what they sound like.
Yeah. So the band is Ghost. And Tobias Forge has
the wrong Tobias.
Yeah, Tobias has he's actually won his court case. So
he won it.
He won. Well, he the former members of Ghost. So all right, so the lead singer Papa Emeritus 1, 2, 3, and now something else.
Hang on, what? Hang on.
So the lead singer,
yeah, yeah,
of Ghost. Yeah. Every album reinvents himself as something new.
Okay.
So the first was Papa Emeritus, then Papa Emeritus 2, then Papa Emeritus 3. And then...
So just Papa Emeritus.
And everybody behind are the name of schools. Yeah. And now he's something else because all the Papas have died and now he's some other...
Like creepy priest, like pedophile.
That's
or something.
Him now, the new one. I can't remember what he's called.
Which doesn't just look like a mask. It just looks like a creepy ass fucking... Yeah. Yeah.
And the band... the band... So the band is called Other Nameless Ghouls.
Huh? Wait, hang on.
So in Ghost, they're credited as Papa Emeritus or whatever... And the Nameless Ghouls.
Okay.
So, any member of the band is called a Nameless Ghoul. So, the Nameless Ghouls got together. The original Nameless Ghouls got together.
Yeah.
When Ghost became a real big act and was like, hey, we want some of these publishing rights.
Yeah.
And Tobias, who plays the lead singer Papa, went, you're all fired. So...
Yeah.
I can get other Nameless Ghouls. That's the whole point of why you're the Nameless Ghouls.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he claimed they're all session musicians. He wrote everything. He did everything. And they can just all, you know, suck a dick. So he fired them all and then, and they sued him, clearly.
Yeah.
And they lost. So he owns Ghost.
Jesus. Okay.
So,
That's, yeah.
Yeah, so not a nice dude.
Nah. Well,
but he's been battling away, you know, in obscurity and things like that. Like his other bands haven't been huge. And look, he's been about 3 or 4 other bands.
Okay, yeah.
Before he's come up with this.
If you haven't
heard them. A lot of the members
them,
from the other bands were the ones that started Ghost. So his whole thing was he came up with the idea, came up with the concept and came up with the songs and things like that. And then launched.
When you listen to them, have a listen, but they don't deliver on the look at all. In fact, when I listened to them, and I did listen to them again,
they're Kiss. They're like Kiss. They're exactly like Kiss.
But
if you didn't know Kiss, if you'd never heard Kiss before, and you saw Kiss come out on stage, breathing fire and shooting flames, would you think they were going to rock, going into, I want to rock and roll all
but
night?
But the problem is that
every day.
Kiss was at what, 80s? When did 70s? Like, that's a different period. Like, it sounds like, when I listen to their tracks, it sounds like I should be looking at some kind of 80s montage, like, where guys like, you know, angry dancing somewhere, you know, like, you know, he's...
Well, yeah, Dance Macabre is a very angry dancing. Even this song, like, I want to be with you.
Well, like, it's I feel like it's an 80s montage. Like, it's not fun to listen to.
But you know what? They've commoditized metal. So
yeah.
They are huge. They're like Linkin Park. When Linkin Park first came out, it was like, we were, you know, into new metal and we're like... Okay, so what are these guys doing? And then Linkin Park became Linkin Park.
I'm not a huge fan of Linkin Park either, but they have just way more substance to than this. Like, I don't know. Anyway, I'm just a huge hater on this, but yeah. Anyway,
it's not a fan.
I think it's the fact that the look does not match the music.
Yeah,
it's like music for a 14-year-old 80s kid.
Yeah.
Right? That's angry at his parents. And then you've got, I don't know, whatever this is. So, which is just different. Like, yeah. Anyway. Yeah. But they're at the Grammys, so I don't know. But then again, a lot of bands made it to the Grammys anyway. Yeah. So, yeah.
So,
it's just disappointing. Yeah.
So, he won his court case and he's, keeps having his bloody millions. Good story. If you want to screw over your bandmates, turns out okay.
Oh, look, it happens all the time though, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Yeah.
If you're starting a band, make sure you're on the rights from the beginning. Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway, I think that's about all we've got time for. Thank you very, very much for watching. Sorry we weren't able to get live.
Yep.
You can also download this as a podcast by going to iTunes and searching for Mashed In Live. Obviously, you can find us on facebook.com/mashedin, mashedin.fireside.fm, on Instagram at Mashed In Live, at Twitter Mashed In Live, and Twitch is just Mashed In. Or you can search for us on YouTube. If you download, please subscribe to us on iTunes and give us a good rating and some comments. If you do give us a good rating, or just a rating anyway, and some comments, please send through your, just screenshot it, send it through with your address, name and address, to mashedinlive@gmail.com.
Yep.
And we'll send you out one of these.
And did you tell them to comment the shit out of the Facebook post as well?
Yeah, comment the shit out of the Facebook posts. But, if you can give us a rating and a review on iTunes, it would really, really help us out. And obviously, you can subscribe on your other apps, so on Spotify, Google, or Stitcher podcasts as well. Yep. Thank you very, very, very much for watching. And, feel free to comment on this video, and we'll talk about it next week. And hopefully we'll be live from ANHC, but we'll talk to you next week. Thank you very much for Mashed In. I'm Sean Ryan.
I'm Matt Lick.
Have a good week.